And how did you become a writer?
By accident. I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I graduated, and I applied to be to go into advertising and couldn't get a job. And so, and then some friend of mine showed me an advertisement in the back of a magazine I'd never heard of for an assistant managing editor position, a kind of very junior. And I applied on a whim, and the principal thing in the job application was, you know, you filled in things about yourself, and then they said, why do you want to work for the American Spectator, is what the magazine was called. And so being young and cheeky and not knowing anything about the American Spectator, and they had a, you know, a full-page space for your answer, I simply said, doesn't everyone want to work for the American Spectator? And I got the job, so there you go.
Showing the flair that you would have shown in advertising, I'm sure.
Yes. My journalism is in the main celebratory, by which I don't mean shallow and boosterish. What I mean is I'm interested in those parts of human lives and human experience and human ability that are the most interesting. So, you know, when I review a book, I may not actually like the book, but I will like parts of it, and I'll write about the parts that I like, right? I think it's one of the things that's frustrating to me about humans is that when we let the parts that we dislike overwhelm our appreciation of the parts that we like. You know, if I have a meal and I think the steak is wonderful, but my glass of wine is not so good, I don't go home and say I had a terrible meal. I say I had a great steak, and you know, the wine, whatever. I mean, it wasn't good, but so what? I won't let that ruin the whole experience. So similarly, you know, when I sit down with someone to profile them, or my first question is, what is interesting about this person? You know, what is exceptional, and what is not interesting about them, or what is banal, or what is distasteful, or it's a waste of my time and the reader's time to dwell on that. You know, it's like I've never understood that impulse in some kind of journalism, to locate the thing about someone that is least interesting. I mean, it just seems to be a complete waste of time.